On this day, it is Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Mm.
Have you ever lost your dog, your best friend, your pal, your bud?
I have, but obviously, you know, every time that I've done that, at least, Fido has come home. I have an adventurous Cocker Spaniel at home. Her name is Desi. And every once in a while, she'll kind of look back at you when you let her out the door to go use her facilities. And she'll look back and you'll go, uh-uh. And she's gone. She'll always come back.
Her. Yeah. Now, see, you're lucky. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
Which is scary. With Gunner, there is a time where he always just gets out and he runs. And then he goes. And you see him go down the block and up the block. And there's that feeling, that emotion that goes through your veins and your adrenaline. And you're freaking out. You're screaming on top of your lungs. And you're like, oh my gosh. You think the worst right away.
Of course. Of course. And if cars didn't exist, I think everybody would be cool. Like, oh, he'll come back eventually, right? But, like, you just, like, you know, I love my dog. I love my Clark. But, you know, he is just kind of like, when he's walking around and stuff. And I don't necessarily know that he's going to know what a car looks like. You know what I mean?
No, Gunner, bless his soul, wherever he is now. But he was dumb as a box of rocks when it came back to finding his way home. Because he just goes. And he's looking, and it's like, then it may take a look, like, where am I?
Yeah,
and
then, as soon as that feeling wears off.
And you see all these post-it notes on, you know, billboards, everything, lost dog, and it just tears your heart apart.
So sure does, man.
On this Lost Dog Awareness Day, please make sure your dog is microchipped. It's not that expensive, and it takes just a moment. That will help tremendously.
Here's another good thing, too, and what we do with Clark is he has an AirTag. We just have, like, an Apple AirTag on his collar, and even that, like, connects right to your phone, and you don't have to necessarily go and get something put in the dog. They can wear the thing, and even that would work, too.
Why is it going off when he was at my house this weekend? It'd be going beep, 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 beep.
Was it?
Yeah.
Does it beep?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
No,
I can see that wry smile.
No, it would beep every now and then. It would be like, what's that chirping sound? Oh, it's the AirPod.
I don't know. I'm not an Apple person. People get mad at me all the time because I'm a Samsung guy. So I don't know why the Apple product was beeping. I don't know what it was doing.
It chirps a little bit on his collar. Where they're like, what is it, low on battery maybe? Like it's like a beep, beep, beep. Like it's like a smoke detector, like it's low on battery or something.
Interesting. I will talk this over with the lady of the house who knows more than I do.
I swear. So I thought that was a very nice gadget on his collar.
Thank
it says
you.
His name and everything.
It does, yeah.
But could that fall off by any chance?
And not unless his collar falls off, because it's like it's threaded through his collar.
So that's why they say that if you get your dog chipped, it can never fall off.
Right.
They can't, whoever wanted your dog could never take the collar off and steal your dog. There's a lot of things.
Truth. I guess I was just saying if you don't want to put the chip in the
exactly.
dog, there's options.
There's both options. But we just want to make sure you take care of your dog on Lost Dog Appreciation and Awareness Day today. So those who have found dogs, called you, and you went and picked up your dog, you're very appreciative of those neighbors that, hey, I've got your dog in my backyard. It's happened to me.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Sorry, and then you feel just like the worst dog parent.
Yes, you
going
do.
Going back to the house, you got him by the collar. You better get in that house
when you get home. And then you're like, oh, I'm a schmuck.
Yeah.
My dog got loose. Nothing worse than babysitting a dog and it gets loose. And you don't even know.
Oh. Yeah.
I was watching Benny once and he got through under the fence and got out.
Yeah.
And neighborhood thought we were murdering somebody the way we were screaming in the neighborhood.
He's kind of a runner too. He's not as bad. Like he'll still come. He'll for good reason come back for like a treat or whatever. But
that feeling, that emotion of oh my dog is gone is horrible. So please, Lost Dog Awareness Day today. Make sure you get chipped or air tagged your pet today.